For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BC men's hockey team will open up the NCAA tournament in Bridgeport, Connecticut, to take on the overall number 4 seed, Wisconsin. We're joined by senior captain Ethan Somoza. Ethan, I don't envy any captain's job. It's a hard job. I can only imagine how much more difficult it was this year during a global pandemic. But how much more proud of you, of this team, are you now because of everything that you guys had to go through and they got back to the promised land?
Yeah, I mean, we just coming into this year, we had really high expectations and not even knowing when the season was going to start, and just sticking to the process the whole year and sticking it out, and just our whole body of work this year to get us into the tournament. And then now that we're here, we're going to try to make everyone proud and show everyone why we should have been in there last year and why we should be there this year.
2010 was the last time the Beavers were in the national tournament. How old were you in 2010?
Geez, maybe 13. I don't know. Long time ago.
How happy does it make you knowing how important this game is and this program is to this town? How happy are you that you guys were able to get them back there for the fans?
Yeah, it's just awesome. I know the coaches are saying how so many alumni were texting them, and I had, like I said, I had some of the seniors from last year texting me, and guys I played with. Just everyone's super proud of us, and we're going to continue to try to make them proud, and we want to go to the Frozen Four from here.
That Frozen Four year here, BSU scored a minute and a half or 2 minutes into the game and controlled the game from that point on. Once you get to the tournament, playing with the lead is so much easier, isn't it?
Yeah, you never want to go down one in playoffs, no matter how far you are in the playoffs. So the first one's huge, and obviously we'll be looking to do that against Wisconsin.
Their power play is number one in the country. Your penalty kill is number one in the country. Strength on strength is always fun to watch from a fan standpoint. From a player standpoint, we'll start with your power play against, or your penalty kill rather, against their power play. What makes your PK so good?
I don't know. We just work on it a lot, and I think we're aggressive all over the ice, and a big key to our penalty kill is just trying to not let the other teams get set up. But I mean, they obviously have a very dangerous power play, and I think the best thing for us to do would just stay out of the box.
Conversely, your power play has been a little streaky this year. Special teams win games this time of year. What's it going to take to get this power play clicking again?
I mean, we got one last game right at the end of the game there, but we just puck movement and sticking with it, getting pucks to the net. And if we do the dirty things and pick up some rebounds, we'll get some there.
Minnesota State and Lake Superior State, the other two teams from the WCHA that are in the tournament, play two different styles. Minnesota State just wants to go, go, go. Lake Superior State's big, strong, physical, good defensively. You've had to play different styles. You're going to have to win in different ways come the national tournament. How much does playing in the league this year, as good as the league was this year, how's that going to help you?
Yeah, there's in the WCHA, just every team.